When you think of change, what do you think of? Maybe if a light bulb goes out, one would replace it with a new light bulb, or maybe one would go on a drive to see something else than Russian thistles and kochia. Change can be bad sometimes, but today I will tell you about good change, transformative change. When I think of the word transform, it makes me think of this ginormous creation of some sort, something that was one way and now is completely different. This happened to Paul. Paul, who used to be named Saul, was a Pharisee who had taken many lives of early Christians. He would drag them out of their houses and put them in prison and would threaten to kill them. Jesus later appeared to him in a flash. It says in Acts 9:5, "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting." This tells us that Saul is not literally killing Jesus' earthly flesh, but believers in Jesus who make up his spiritual body. God took away Saul's sight for 3 days, and he did not eat or drink anything. Then the Lord talked with this man named Ananias to restore Saul's sight. Ananias was in shock that God wanted to use someone who had killed so many people and was against Christ in so many ways. In Acts 9:16, it is written, "I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." I like this verse because following Christ isn't about being comfortable. Jesus died on that cross for our sins and wasn't comfortable being betrayed by one of his disciples, not once, but 3 times. Carrying that cross up the mountain with a crown of thorns fixed upon his head, having nails drilled into his feet and hands, having his legs broken, Jesus wasn't comfortable. So why should we? We need to transform ourselves to be more like our Lord, even if it isn't comfortable or the usual. Allow yourself to be transformed by God. If God can transform someone like Saul and change him into Paul, who loves Jesus and wants others also to love Jesus, he most definitely can transform you. Maybe your transformation isn't as big as what Paul's was. Zacchaeus had a smaller transformation, but still just as important. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and had a lot of money. Zacchaeus was very short, and when Jesus came into Jericho, he wanted to see Jesus. So Zacchaeus climbed a tree and Jesus stopped right under him. Jesus said to him, "You come down, for I'm coming to your house today." When Jesus was at Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus said in Luke 19:8, "But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, here I am now, and I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay them back 4 times the amount.'" Just like that, Zacchaeus was transformed. He got rid of his old wicked ways and lived a life serving the Lord. It says in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." This makes me think of races. The sort of races that I did, and a good majority of you probably did, was run to the other side of a big, open, grassy area to see who was the fastest. I doubt I won, because the boys were much faster than me at that age. This relates to this verse because what if you ran the race blindfolded? Some people might be cautious and walk to the other side, and others might make a break for it and run clear to the other side. Jesus would come and save the lost, which are the blindfolded, from not knowing where to go. He is transforming everyone by guiding them the correct way. We need to allow ourselves to be transformed by God and by letting him take control of our lives and lead us in the right direction. There's a chance your transformation is like King David's. God has been with him throughout most of his life. David was blessed with the Holy Spirit and went to go fight Goliath. He picked 5 stones up from the stream and also had a sling. In 1 Samuel 17:46, it says, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and of the wild animals, and the whole world would know that there is a God in Israel." This tells us that David knew and had the confidence to say that the Lord was with him. Then David took one of the stones and put it in his sling and hit Goliath right in his forehead. David then killed him and took Goliath's sword and cut off his head. Later, Saul, who was the king at this time, was envious of David because the Lord was with David and it had left Saul. Saul wanted to kill David, and David ran from him. He went to many different towns and met a lot of different people along the way. Then David was hiding in a cave, and Saul came to him in that same cave. David cut off the corner of Saul's robe. He had the chance to kill Saul, but he didn't. Then, later, David spares Saul's life again. Then, during a battle, Saul kills himself, and a man from Saul's camp brought Saul to David and told David what had happened to Saul. A little while later, David became king of Israel. He was 30 at the time and reigned for 40 years. Maybe your transformation is like David's because he was a servant's son and the youngest boy in his family, and he became Israel's king when he was only 30. Transformation takes time to allow yourself to be transformed. Whatever each of our transformations are, if it's big or small or takes a while, just know that God is with us in everything we do. Everyone's transformation is a little different, so we shouldn't worry when it's going to happen, then we might miss it. Maybe instead of doing a self-checkout at the store, go into a checkout with a person in it and talk with them. You might just advance their transformation towards Jesus.